Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Honey, I remember the time that you and I ate at an In-N-Out Burger fast food restaurant for the first time. I got real happy. Not because of the food, even though it was okay. Now, you don't know about In-N-Out Burger unless you live in California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, or Texas. But in that chain was founded, 1948, the year of my birth. Now, I want to share with you why we got happy, actually. It wasn't just because of the food, as I said, but the people who own that company are Christians. And John 3:16 is written on the bottom of all their drink cups. And you guessed it. That made me happy. So you might say I had a happy meal someplace other than McDonald's.
Cute, darling.
As I was reflecting back on my first visit to In-N-Out, I realized there's seven ends that will leave you without experiencing God's best.
You go, buddy.
Number one, indifferent. We should never be indifferent about our salvation, because it's what took us out of Satan's camp and put us on the highway to heaven.
Can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 2, verse 3 in the Living Bible. What makes us think that we can escape if we are indifferent to this great salvation announced by the Lord Jesus himself and passed on to us by those who heard him speak?
God never wants us to be indifferent to the plight of others. Instead, he wants us making a difference.
Amen. Hebrews 6, verse 12 in the Living Bible. Then, knowing what lies ahead for you, you won't become bored with being a Christian, nor become spiritually dull and indifferent, but you will be anxious to follow the example of those receive all that God has promised them because of their strong faith and patience.
Wow, that's a great scripture.
It is. Faith and patience.
That's it. When we remove the "in" in front of different, we'll be different from them. If you want to be salt of the earth, as the scripture says, then we need to stop acting like them. S-A-L-T. Stop acting like them. Be different to make a difference.
Amen.
Number two, inaccurate. God does not tolerate things that are inaccurate in our personal lives and in our business.
Micah 6, verse 11. This is in God's Word translation. I cannot tolerate dishonest scales and bags filled with inaccurate weights.
When you remove the "in" from inaccurate, you become accurate, which is what God also wants.
Titus 2, verse 8 in God's Word translation says, speak an accurate message that cannot be condemned. Then those who oppose us will be ashamed because they cannot say anything bad about us.
If you're always accurate, if you always tell the truth, no slander against you will ever take root and grow. Really, it will dry up, dissolve, disappear, and be exposed for what it is.
Amen.
So be accurate. Where you be accurate is the Word of God. Number three, inadequate.
1 Corinthians 2, verses 3 through 5 in the Message Bible. I was unsure of how to go about this and felt totally inadequate. I was scared to death, if you want the truth of it. So nothing I said could have impressed you or anyone else. But the message came through anyway. God's Spirit and God's power did it, which made it clear that your life of faith is a response to God's power, not to some fancy mental or emotional footwork by me or anyone else.
Your life of faith is a response to God's power.
Hallelujah.
You know, when we try to do things on our own, our efforts will be inadequate. When we realize the power and authority, physical and mental, spiritual strength and ability that we have over the enemy, we will never feel inadequate another day in our lives.
Think about Acts 1:8, where Jesus promised that ye shall receive power, that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
When we remove the in from inadequate, we'll always be more than adequate for every challenge as we follow the unction of the Holy Spirit. Number four, inconsistent. Inconsistency in our faith or the character of our friends are both extremely dangerous to our future well-being and prosperity.
2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, classic Amplified Bible. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Do not make mismatched alliances with them or come under a different yoke with them, inconsistent with your faith. For what partnership have right living and right standing with God with iniquity and lawlessness? Or how can light have fellowship with darkness?
Sadly, our greatest times of being consistent in our faith, that's when there's trouble on the horizon. When things are peaceful and normal, sometimes we become inconsistent in our faith because we're taking things for granted. I want you to remember this. Inconsistency feeds your doubts. Let me say that again. Inconsistency feeds your doubts. God showed us that inconsistency is a trick, trap, and lie the devil uses to rob God's children of their blessings and inheritance. When we remove the in from inconsistency, we become consistent.
Hallelujah.
Number five, inaccessible. I praise God every day. I praise God every day that He's not now, nor has He ever been, nor will He ever be inaccessible to me, to you, to us. Dictionary.com defines inaccessible as not accessible, accessible, unapproachable. I rejoice that we serve a God that is accessible to us 24/7.
Job 28, verse 12, in God's Word translation says, wisdom is inaccessible to decay and death. Where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding live?
When we fully understand our benefit package as born-again children of God, we know that we have unlimited access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Psalm 86, verse 7, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me.
Hallelujah.
And in Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14, in the classic Amplified Bible, it says this, then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity. Hallelujah.
When we remove the in from inaccessible, we'll be accessible to every blessing of God and have access to important people. Number six, insincere. Honey, nobody likes a phony. Someone who's insincere, you know the type, always blowing smoke at you. You may tolerate the insincere, but God doesn't. Sadly, there are even some Christians who fall into this category.
Philippians 1, verse 17 in the classic Amplified Bible. But the former preached Christ out of a party spirit, insincerity, out of no pure motive, but thinking to annoy me, supposing they are making my bondage more bitter and my chains more galling.
God warns us about people who are insincere, who use flattery to get what they want.
Proverbs 7, verse 5 in the New Living Translation. So she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery.
According to dictionary.com, the word flattery is defined as a flattering compliment or speech, excessive, insincere praise. God always wants us, you and I, motivated by sincere reasons, not for personal gain at the expense of the gospel, but he wants us motivated by sincerity. When we remove the end from insincere, we become sincere about God's plan for our lives.
Praise God.
Number 7, inactive. God is looking for people who are full of fire and the Holy Ghost. God's looking for people who get up off what's been holding them back and actively pursue the vision he's given them.
In James 2, verse 20, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Are you willing to be shown proof, you foolish, unproductive, and spiritually deficient fellow? A faith apart from good works is inactive and ineffective and worthless."
Our faith is what will prompt us to a new level of kingdom action. God's greatest desire is for you to be God's greatest desire is for you to be his new action hero.
That's absolutely right and well said.
Someone who defies all odds to become victorious against the forces of evil. I believe God's looking for you for that.
And let me tell you, if you think that something small is insignificant and can't make a difference, try spending the night with a mosquito. Believe me, there are ways that God can use all of us, to make a difference. I like to think that if I can't do it on an outward way, and maybe I am doing more outward than I think, that I can definitely pray. Prayer is the work of the church. And praying, the enemy likes to make you think that you are not making a difference. Do you know that? No, prayer is when we present his word before his throne and believe that we are going to see those things happen. That is what we are called to do. And if we don't do it, who's going to?
You're saying that reminded me of the time I was after a speech I'd made in Charleston, South Carolina. One night we were standing outside and a mosquito bit me. I slapped at it. And one of the guys said, "Well, Brother Harold, you got something to say about that?" And I said, "Yep. That mosquito that bit me is flying away singing. There's power in the blood."
Amen.
Listen, you got to get rid of these 7 ends. If you ever want to be outstanding in God's eyes.
In and out.
In and out. That's it. Go to heraldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And while you're there, make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And we trust you had a great Memorial Day yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
But every day we should remember those who've served us and served our country.
And still serve today.
And still serve today. Well, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.